Kash Patel, FBI Investigating Minneapolis Democrats Activist Networks. By Neil Monroe on January 26, 2026. The FBI has begun investigating the sprawling Antifa-connected networks of Minneapolis activists that are impeding federal agents from enforcing American civil right to fair enforcement of immigration and welfare laws. The investigation follows a report showing that activists were trading information about agency automobiles via an encrypted signal network. As soon as Cam Higby put that post out, I opened an investigation on it, FBI Director Kash Patel told online host Benny Johnson. He continued, just like any other case, when we say, hey, there was an attack in downtown Seattle, does the public have information? We, the FBI, are looking to the public for information on these events. We immediately opened up that investigation because that sort of signal chat being coordinated with individuals, not just locally in Minnesota, but maybe even around the country. If that leads to a break in the federal statute or a violation of some law, then we are going to arrest people. You cannot create a scenario that illegally entraps and puts law enforcement in harm's way. Now we will balance the First and Second Amendment constantly. But we have to let the community know that we will not tolerate acts of violence, and an escalation, and a violation of the federal code. There has to be a break point, and you see it broken in Minneapolis time and time again. There is growing evidence that Democrat leaders and their deputies have organized a citywide surveillance system for the activists to block federal agents who are investigating massive fraud of taxpayers and massive violations of the nation's immigration laws. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Attorney General Keith Ellison, and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan have repeatedly exhorted crowds to block federal investigations, partly by describing federal officers as Nazis and Gestapo agents. The surveillance system is intended to help the Antifa-linked activists to implement their media-centered strategy of block, provoke, blame, and escalate. In turn, GOP leaders are describing the Democrats' massive resistance to federal law enforcement as inciting crime and violence. They also describe the riots as entwined with federal investigations into Democrats' multi-year passive support for, and possible participation in, massive, Somali-run welfare fraud. Minnesota Democrats are inciting violence and obstruction of federal law enforcement, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, said Monday. Chad Mizell, a former deputy chief at the Department of Justice, suggested that Lieutenant Governor Penny Flanagan could face a racketeering charge for helping build the activists' networks. Let me spell it out, if you are involved in a conspiracy here, interfering with ICE operations, and someone dies as part of that conspiracy, even if the deceased is a co-conspirator, all participants in the conspiracy can be charged with murder. LG Flanagan better lawyer up. She may have some federal agents who want to talk to her. Democrats deliberately put federal law enforcement officers in impossible situations and weaponize the resulting chaos for political gain, said Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, adding. Sanctuary cities prohibit local law enforcement from aiding federal immigration officers. Left-wing rioters take advantage by harassing, doxing, threatening, and violently assaulting officers, because in sanctuary jurisdictions, they can do it with impunity. At the same time, Democrat politicians and media figures rile up agitators, calling ICE the Gestapo, Trump Hitler, and encouraging demonstrators to resist law enforcement. Democrats set the stage for violence, and when it happens, weaponize it to stop immigration enforcement. Republicans cannot respond with weak-kneed capitulation or cowardice. We were elected with a mandate to deport illegal aliens and sanctuary city policies and secure our border. And we should keep going. Higby explained how the activist surveillance system operates.